Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. The Prime Minister has defended his government's economic record before a decision on a potential interest rate cut comes this afternoon. Anthony Albanese says he is convinced Australia has avoided some of the worst economic consequences through tax cuts, energy bill relief, cheaper childcare, and other policies. An interest rate decision from the Reserve Bank could relieve some of the financial pressure families are still facing. But Mr. Albanese says the decision is not his to make. Nationals Senator Bridget McKenzie told Channel 9 the Albanese government has a poor economic record and has been bullying the Reserve Bank governor.
Well, the reality is economists aren't wrong. It's not Bridget McKenzie with her maths and phys ed degree or Amanda with her psychology degree. It's actual economists across the country have been saying that Labor's spending profile over the last 2.5 years has meant that homegrown inflation has been higher for longer than it has to be.
Passengers and crew of a plane landing in the Canadian city of Toronto have been evacuated after the aircraft flipped and came to a crash upside down. 80 people are estimated to have been on board the flight from the US, with local police reporting 15 people have been injured. 2 people have been airlifted to trauma centres, while a child has been transported to a children's hospital. Meanwhile, flooding appears to be getting better in the Pilbara region of Western Australia, which was hit by a cyclone. Many roads remain flooded, with communities like Marble Bar and Nullageen told they could be cut off for some time. The full damage to roads and other infrastructure won't be known until water levels lower. Fear of isolation in the remote region has caused panic buying, with supermarket shelves empty at Broome. Baz Harris told NITV News that his town of Marble Bar is prepared to wait for about 6 weeks for things to return to normal.
Once that water does subside, we can actually get main roads out. They'll work from Headland, Marble Bar, and meet in the middle and get us back up and running. But it could be some time before that happens.
And to sport, Colombian cycling star Egan Bernal has fractured his collarbone in a crash at the Clásica Jaén race in Spain. His teammate Ineos Grenadier says the 2019 Tour de France champion was involved in a 10-rider crash in the final stretch of the race, while his teammate Michał Kwiatkowski surged ahead to take the win. Bernal is currently under the care of the team's medical personnel, who are putting together a recovery plan for him to return to racing. The 28-year-old claimed his first Colombian national road title on home soil earlier this month. His first title after he suffered an almost deadly crash in a high-speed collision in 2022. And that is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover.